I'm not sure the world understands joy at all. I really don't. There are aspects that they enter into by means of them being made in the image of God. But there's no real meaningful foundation for joy without the gospel. It is the understanding that my fundamental need has been met in Jesus Christ. And if you are here this morning and you do not grasp that the greatest need you have is not the list of things you want to attain, not a list of desires, not a bucket list of various things you want to experience in life. The greatest need you have is the forgiveness of your sins. And for those that are here this morning that have experienced that, they grasp the fact, fundamentally, my greatest need has been met. And it's from that foundation that they can experience and express genuine joy. They know it. They know before a holy God that they have been rightly related to Him through the person and work of Jesus Christ. They know that on the cross, everything was met where Christ declares it is finished. And it was finished on their behalf. And they grasp within their souls that I have no greater need than this. And that need has been met. Praise the Lord.